listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another awesome show of Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast, empowered by WTV Networks. We do it the easy way here on Easy Way Broadcasting. Blog Talk Radio, baby. We appreciate Blog Talk Radio. We've been killing it. I'm proud to announce that we are over 600,000 listeners now. Thank you to everybody that's been listening. We really appreciate everybody. Glad that you love doing the easy way here. My wonderful rants and stories and everything. And, man, what is up? What is the deal with Miley Cyrus? Okay? Miley Cyrus has the raunchiest picture out, and I usually don't agree with TMZ. I really don't, but I actually do agree with them at this point. You know, I looked at this picture. Go to TMZ.com. This is what they said. Miley Cyrus' new look has to be called dirty, drugged out looking lechd, right? So this is what they wrote. Oh man, watching Miley Cyrus deteriorate right before our very eyes is as bad as watching Miley Cyrus deteriorate right before our very eyes, because despite any of all reservations about liking her, it doesn't seem many really do, are respecting her. Ditto on that last thing. She is talented and she does have a great voice. It's all really sad, and it seems like, you know, day by day, and the sadness only gets more intense. And, you know, she's very talented. I think she's beautiful. She's very talented. I don't know why she's going down this route. You know, she needs to get away from Justin Bieber. No, I'm kidding. But she, you know, is a role model. Miley Cyrus has to really remember this. She was a role model. She was Hannah Montana, okay? Tons of kids worship her. Tons of kids are her fans. You got to understand, Miley, that you're something that's looked up to, and you're going to steer kids and the youth in a direction of the way that you seem to be going down, which is down the wrong direction. So my suggestion is, you know, take a look at the mirror, talk to God, something, I don't know. But I hope I meet you one of these days. You seem to be, you know, I hear that you're a great person behind the scenes, but just publicly wise. And I don't know if this is media blowing it out of proportion or what, but from what I'm looking at on press and blogging and what people are putting out, it really looks like you need a hug. Someone needs to give Miley a hug. I'll give you a hug. I'll give you a big old hug when I see you. All right, guys, so we're listening. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Zuli. You can follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You can also follow us at Easy Way Broadcast. We're always live and direct. We're always very interactive. You can also chat with us live on every show. You can tune in. You just go to the page, the podcast page. There's a chat box right under the podcast page. You can chat to ask me questions or ask my guest questions. You can join in, state your opinions, post comments, whatever you want to do. We are officially going to be announcing. We're very, very appreciative, and we're proud to announce that we are officially syndicating every show to the UK. We're doing a new thing called Easy Way UK to Genesis Radio Birmingham. Check them out, genesisradiobirmingham.com. Birmingham is one of the top cities, the top areas in the UK. They got a good, great listenership, and we're also distributing to Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, and they're getting ready for the Soul Central Awards. So, and this all happened through social media, guys. How cool is that? Literally, social media. I'm telling you, I get so many people that contact me through social media via creating content, then distributing content. People see the content. They see what we got going on. They listen to the show. It's like fishing, you know, and then they contact you, and then if it makes sense, and here's the thing, I keep saying this, don't try to advance yourself, just be cool with people and let it flow, let God take it, you know, it's just really cool. So shout out to Genesis Radio Birmingham, Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, on Ruco, by the way, They have a channel on Ruko. We're going to be syndicating to them. Shout out to my man Mark. It's pretty awesome. So we got a special guest today. It's going to be pretty amazing. Hopefully, you know, she calls in here soon. No, okay. Her name is Angelique Bates. She's my girl. She's my sister from another mister. She is Angelique Bates on All That on Nickelodeon. She's 35 and ticking. She's an actress. She got amazing things. She got an awesome music video popping. She was with us at the Peace Fun Games. Amazing, talented model, actress, producer, just great mind on her. She's doing her thing. Shout outs to Angelique Bates. She'll be on the show here pretty soon. And of course, we got our segment coming up, Turbo Time. Turbo Time with the broom dancer himself, the broom legend, as we'll call him, the broom legend, Mr. Turbo himself from Breaking 1 and Breaking 2, and Boogaloo Shrimp. We just got done off the music video set with the Cho Boys. It was a blast. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting, see all the wonderful stuff. So you're listening to Easy Talk Live. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with more Easy Way magic.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
www.thewtv.com or wtv.me. That is our news station. Anything news, anything blogging, anything new information. We're getting hundreds. Yes, I said hundreds. 100. Hundreds of submissions of people that want to be blogged. And so we got some cool news, some cool updates all over the world, as well as mainly Hollywood. And now we're really getting into business and motivational. And, you know, as I told you guys, I'm involved in another venture called E2N. TV, E2N TV, Elevation Entertainment Network, educating, inspiring, motivating. You know, it's just a really motivational network. It's an honor to be involved in that project. We're doing some great things. We actually just looked at a giant studio yesterday. We got some other studios we're looking at. It is so much fun. Yes, yes, yes. So we got, you know, while we're waiting for Angelique to come on, we got a special special guest. She actually disappeared on us for a little bit because she had to go to her hometown. And she has no clue on what's going on. So we'll fill her in here on the show so you guys can listen to her reaction as we tell her all the wonderful things that are happening the easy way. We got, her name is Patty Morris. She's on the line. She's here. She's on air. Patty Morris, Patty Morris, Patty Morris, Patty Morris, Patty Morris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm just about here alive, you know, alive. I'm jet lagging, you know, get my brain around everything. Sorry?
You left me unannounced. You gave me like a last minute notice. You left me. You went to Australia for a long time, and you left me with my angels all alone. Thank you for that.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But I was following Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt for the opening of their new movie out there. They
awesome.
Were. I felt like I went to Australia and Russell Crowe's there, you know, and the Rabbitohs won. That's a footy team there, of course. And he took the team over a year or two ago, and now they're really, first time in, I think 34 years, the Rabbitohs finally won, you know,
cool.
For footy. And, things were amazing there. Of course, it's summertime, and it's just stunning. Our big unfortunate issue was our standoff at Martin Place over in Sydney. That was dreadful for everybody because it was the first time that Australia felt that terrorist like that.
Mm.
You know, so.
Well, I told you that we got lots in store for you, and we're going to fill you in on some wonderful stuff. And as you guys know, or if you don't know, now you're finding out, Patty Morris is our Easy Way Angels director, coordinator. She's our Easy Way Angels queen. Pied Piper, whatever you want to call her. She's that person in charge of those angels, and really she helps us tremendously out with talent. And so we are, You know, as you know, Patty, we were involved in the Scent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention
yes.
Center. You know that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we are now actually running our own section, not a booth, an entire section on the Los Angeles Convention Center. We are able to do anything that we want to do, no limitations. And, you know, I'll give you more behind the scenes on that. But I know you got a smile on your face with that. We can play at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
I do. It sounds exciting.
Bring all of our fans
to
in. We have a ton to play with. This and it's going to be called Easy Way Street. So everybody gets to walk down Easy Way Street.
Very cool. I like that.
So are you going to call Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, tell them to come down?
I absolutely will. Absolutely will.
Yeah. And so what else happened in the wonderful world of Australia?
Oh, well, I went up to Townsville for a while. Townsville is up north. Very high. It gets hotter as you go up north there as opposed to here. And, you know, beautiful, hot, muggy, rainy place with, you know, the Great Barrier Reef running up that side and rainforests. And it's just stunning, stunning country, really. And, of course, there are a lot of first generation there from other countries, so their food is spectacular for the international foods, you know, your Thai, your Chinese, your Italian. They're all first generation, so the food is just beyond measure. And, of course, New Year's in Sydney, there's no place like it in the world. I think they put the rest of the world to shame, actually, with the fireworks display they do at night on New Year's. It is just, I'm sure a lot of people have picked up a bit of that on internet where it comes through, but it's nothing like being there. There's no place like in the world like it on New Year's.
I heard the spiders are supersized out there.
Oh my God. Yes, I was actually trying to post one of those because they have bird-eating spiders in Townsville, and they're bigger
wow.
than your hand. And I was
wow.
trying to figure out how to post one of those pictures just to kind of freak everybody out. But, yes, there are the huntsmen in Sydney are huge. You know, I don't want to play with them. In fact, this is an awful, awful story. But I remember I didn't know. You can't kill them. I mean, you're just not going to kill them with a shoe. It isn't going to happen unless it's a really big metal boot. And I remember spraying this spider once. Normally, we put everything outside. We don't try to kill anything. But when they're that big, I'm a little afraid of them. So I sprayed it white with insecticide. Next morning, the doggone thing was still alive. So a smart person told me, this is really horrible. The way to get them, and now I've been passing this on to people for all their critters, is oven off. It's a horrible way to die. But it works.
It's a helpful tip. Well, Patty, we have our wonderful guest on the line here, and I hope that you can stay tuned to the show because we have our segment Turbo Time with your boy Boogaloo Shrimp. Turbo does an official segment here on the show now, and we have a lot of things to talk about. We just got off the set of the Choa Boys music video shoot, which are Disney stars, and one of the kids just got off doing a Pixar film. We were hanging with Mowgli from Jungle Book. He's a gentleman by the name of Neil Setti. We were hanging out with so many stars. It's going to be a really fun conversation, and I have no idea what Turbo wants to talk about. He's got so many things going on, and I know you're a dance legend yourself, so you can join in on the fun if you want to stay on the show or you want to call back, whatever you want to do. Last final words, shout outs, anything that you want to say before we bring in our wonderful guest, Angelique?
No, I'm looking forward to hearing your guests.
Okay, awesome. All right, guys, so you are listening to Easy Talk Live here on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks. Like I said, I'm proud to announce we're over 600,000 listeners. 600,000 listeners. And then we are syndicated to the UK now officially with Genesis Radio Birmingham, and we're in magazines, Music That Pays Magazine and Soul Central Magazine. We're on Ruko TV. We're syndicating all over the place. We're just doing it the easy way. It just gets better and better. So without further ado, we got my girl. She is my sister. She is a celebrity ambassador for Easy Way Broadcasting. She's been my friend for too long. I don't even remember how long we've been friends for. We got Angelique Bates. Angelique Bates in the house. Angelique.
Hey. How you doing?
Yeah. I wanted to see how bad I can make you laugh before bringing you on the show. What's up, girl?
Well, you succeeded.
I try. I wish I had your music. I wish I had your music to play. It's so amazing.
Oh.
That would be
next time.
Really cool. Next time. But yeah, so we just got done with the Peace Fun Games, and you got pelted like crazy. How many bruises did you have next day?
Oh gosh, I lost count. I think I had like four, and two of them were really major. The other two you really couldn't see well. But you know, I was taking them out though. I lit up a couple of people.
You did. You were crawling. You're like a little commando, and you were getting dirty, and you were doing somersaults, and I mean, you were having fun out there.
Oh yeah, you know I got my nickname now that the Reaper gave me. He calls me Saw. So you know, I love it.
There you go, Saw. That's hot. Okay.
Great.
Well, you know, me and the Reaper are working on a little co-producing venture to do a little pre-Peace Fun Games event in Hollywood. And, you know, you'll definitely be there, and you'll be getting pelted with paintballs. So you were there for both days. I mean,
yes.
And props, because you were one of the soldiers that stuck it out. The first day was a lot of fun, you know, but it was mainly the pros beating the hell out of us celebrities. And it hurt. Because, see, the difference, guys, is when the pros – play the game, they have these little paintballs that have these wings on them, and they shoot about 200 miles per hour, and they hurt a lot, and they're very good. They're very good aim, and they know what they're doing. And then you have us public figures that don't know how to play paintball, and all we know how to do is get shot. But you know, we did it for a great cause. The Peace Fun Games is amazing. And what was your cause again? And you know, what were you fighting for?
I was fighting for my friend's house foundation. We volunteer every Wednesday on Skid Row. We're constantly giving back to the homeless, the families that are in need. We're giving them food, clothes, whatever they may need. We do stuff other than Wednesdays, but that's like the main thing that we do every single Wednesday is Tiffany Rose's organization.
Tiffany Rose, why does that sound familiar? I know Tiffany Rose.
She's all over the place. I know she was on Queen Latifah's show. Queen Latifah actually gave some money, donated money to help her further, you know, give back to the community.
Tiffany Rose. I'm looking at my phone right now. Tiffany Rose.
You know,
it's
everybody.
it's a magical phone, actually. Yeah, there he is. There she is, Tiffany Rose. Yep, I have her number, and I have her email. So that's cool. That's cool that you're giving back, and you know, this organization is amazing. They help children's charities all over the world, and now they're producing. I mean, and mind you guys, you got to understand, the Peace Fun Games is a big production. Okay, it really is a big production. It takes a long time. You know, excuse me one second, guys. I got to beat the heck out of not beat the heck out of my puppy. I got to put a muzzle on my puppy really quick. I'm gonna play quick little bit of music here, and I apologize, Angelique, because I don't want to have you guys here barking the whole time in the background. So we're going to go ahead and play Bill Zucker, the Twitter song, and make Angelique laugh a little bit more, and I'll be right back.
All right.
Well, yes, I've been thinking it's time to start drinking. My whole life is falling apart. Well, I'm stressed and depressed, and my life is a mess, and I gotta make a new start. Well, I don't know why, but it seems, girl, that I've got an addictive personality. 'Cause I haven't left home in God knows how long since I picked up a laptop to see. Won't you please take me back.
For Facebook and Twitter, my life's in anyway. All right, guys, we're back to Easy Talk Live. I am back, and I love animals more than you know. In fact, I'm going to post a picture on Easy Way Broadcasting about I just came up with this idea right now. I'm going to make Hopper, that's her name, our Easy Way Broadcasting mascot. I'm going to start putting little Easy Way Broadcasting sweaters on her and do fun stuff and that way it won't interrupt the show because she's supposed to be barking. All right, so we're back. Angelique Bates, we were talking about the Peace Fun Games and all the wonderful fun and what it does and what it's going to be doing. And so, Angelique, talk to us about your, you know, your experience, your opinion. You know, what was some of the favorite parts of the event? Who did you meet? You know, what happened? I'm just going to be quiet and you take over the show. Go ahead.
Well, the highlight was I ended up meeting him at your other event, Adrian Paul. When you first, like, told me that it was, like, his event and, you know, everything that he was doing, like, I have been a fan of his, like, since forever. Highlander, of course. Like, that was, like, my all-time favorite show. And, you know, I followed the franchise and everything. So the fact that he was actually one of the very few celebrities also giving back, and, you know, that's something that I do because I'm a humanitarian. I definitely wanted to be a part of it. So I was happy with the fact that he's actually giving back, and he just wasn't one of those that was picking an organization and doing it every once in a blue moon for photo ops. When we
and
went,
you were
I
on his how cool was this? You were on the same team.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was a peacekeeper. I was like super excited. So yeah, that was like definitely the highlight of my day, my weekend. The fact that I got to meet, you know, Luke and a whole bunch of other great people that were professional players and celebrities. It was just cool that we were all playing for the same thing because we weren't even really fighting, you know what I'm saying? It was all in good spirits, you know? We were just getting our butts kicked more than others. But, it, like I said, it was definitely for a great cause. I liked the fact, I think it was the first day, how they had us actually interacting with, you know, just the people that were from the base. We were playing against kids who were, like, completely professional style. We got to play with a lot of people. And then I liked, what was it, the second day, how our fans were able to interact, and they were able to buy us live advanced moves and everything, and our fans could get involved. So just the 2 days in general, they were both different, and there's really not one thing that I can say that I liked the most. Everything was different, and it was a great experience. I wanted to do the sniper round. I think Aretha did the sniper round, but you know, hey, maybe next time.
Yeah, exactly. It was, and Aretha. I mean, how cool is that, man? Aretha Gray. Aretha Gray was in the house, and Aretha Gray, Betty White,
yes,
off the Rockers, and How I Met Your Mother, and Castle, and doing a whole bunch of other films, and I mean, Aretha Gray. I mean, she's elderly. I don't want to say she's an elderly person, you know. You don't normally see an elderly person on the paintball field, and she was rocking with the best of them, man. She wanted to be out there in the field, but they wouldn't let her. I mean, it, you know, but she
was a sniper.
She was sniping us. Yes, I got sniped in the face a couple times. Thanks, Aretha. Appreciate it. But it was a ton of fun, and you know, it, props to Adrian for coming up with the idea, and I have to plug myself a little bit here. I'm very proud to be on the board, the advisory board, with a lot of amazing individuals for the Peace Fund Games, the Peace Fund, and what they're doing. And 2015, man, is going to be amazing, 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 amazing.
Yeah.
And so, what celebrities this year do you think you may be bringing to the table? Can you please name drop for us? On this show, it is okay. You have full permission to name drop all you want.
Well, I talked to a few that actually have confirmed that they definitely are down. They want to do it. Cisco Reyes. Oh my gosh, he definitely loves paintball. I didn't even realize how much a maniac he was for paintball, but he's definitely on.
You stole my buddy. You stole Cisco. You stole my next day air guy. Damn it. You know, I've known Cisco forever. That's my boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that just shows you how excited I was about paintball. I was, like, challenging people, like, the next day. So, him trying to get my play brother, Lazy Bone. Lazy Bone and his wife were, they wanted to play in the last one, but they ended up on tour. But they are definitely interested in playing this year.
Ooh, I get to peg. Wait. I get to peg Lazy Bone. You know he can't be on the blue team. He's gonna have to be on the red team. So because it's the opposite. I wanna peg him. I have to peg Lazy.
Then you need to be on our team then.
I'm gonna be on the opposite team of. Let me tell you what. There's a little story. Okay, I've known Lazy for. I mean, I'm not friends with him, but I've known of him. I've come across him. We've done some events together. I know Big Sloan. I know Big Sloan very well. His brother.
Okay.
Okay, and I also I know Warren, and I know the whole team, the Bone Thugs team, and I also know Ernie Singleton, who was responsible for, you know, for cultivating the careers of Bone Thugs. And so I did an interview. If you guys want to look this up, you can look up on YouTube. I did an interview with Lazy Bone. And it was the first time that he cut his hair and he had short hair. He had no afro, no big hair. It was the short hair interview. And you, I'm not even going to tell you anymore. You guys got to go look it up. YouTube, just look up Eric Zulli, Lazy Bone. You'll find it. And he said something to me, and I owe him. So I would love to peg him with a couple paintballs. That'd be great. Please provide that opportunity, Angelique. Shout out to Lazy right. Bone. Keep doing your thing. Who else? Who else? This is getting good.
it's a few. What's it? Chelsea Tavares, my cast members. I approached Kale Mitchell about it. Josh Server. I'm not sure if the girls are gonna get involved, but it's a lot of people. Like I said, I sat online and tagged about 20-25 people like every night. So everyone's saying that they're down to do it. So we just have to, you know, wait for the final confirmation when everything, you know, goes out and I can get that final word and you guys get them signed. But, you know,
yeah,
right now it's a handful.
You are a Twitter fiend. You're a Twitter maniac. You and Tamela Jones, man. I love you, Tamela. But my phone. You guys like both work the same way. There's like a certain time you'll respond to your fans, and then my phone goes. And I'm like, okay, it must be the TNA time. I'm gonna call it the Tamela and Angelique time. Actually, TNA. That doesn't sound right. Yeah. Well, you're passionate about your fans So, you know, let's talk a little bit about that, Angelique. With Twitter and you know, I'm a social media networking strategist. I'm a social media crazy man and that, you know, that's what I do. I'm also a host and everything, but let's talk a little bit about how interactive you are with social media and how social media, you know, one thing I really liked with the Peace Fund games was how social media interactive it was. And props to Colin Pelton killed it, man. He was in charge of social media. We helped out a little bit, but all the celebrities got into it. Hashtag PFG14, hashtag PFG15 for this year, if you guys want to check out what I'm talking about. But it's just social media is so amazing. So talk to us about some of the social media stories in your life, because I know you got a lot of them.
And, you know, speaking of social media for the games, I definitely have to give props to my play sister, who was Mercedes Blaze. She was on 5 sites tweeting crazy with Colin, getting people to donate. And it was just like, it was crazy just how many people were actually responding. Like you said, social media is so powerful. Interacting with my fans, Lord. I used to interact a lot more on Twitter back in the day, but then, you know, they started having Instagram and then, you know, Facebook kind of like stepped this game up too. And I kind of started slacking off of Twitter because, you know, once you started being able to merge all the accounts, you know, I think people started getting lazy. So actually Colin is the one who kind of got me back on interacting more on my Twitter. He was like, disable, you know, merging the accounts or whatever. And, you know, go back to talking to them. Because I was like, yeah, they don't really talk that much on Twitter. They talk a lot on my Facebook. I interact a lot more on Facebook and Instagram. So I did that. And, you know, sometimes they get a little bit too personal. I've had some crazy stories. I had somebody inbox me and
crazy
tell
stories.
Me,
all right, the show's getting good. Go.
tell me how much they love, you know, the show and everything, how much they love me, and that they had a confession to make that they mind you, they were male, that they like to wear women's underwear. And, it's like, how do you respond to something like that? You don't at all. And I just had people I've had people get mad at me because, you know, I might have did a post that had nothing to do with them at all, and they jumped to conclusions. Like, on Facebook, apparently, people don't read stories. They don't read the links or anything. They just read the caption and think they automatically know what the link is about. So a couple of them have gotten molded, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not what the link is about. So they'll be like, oh, okay, but they're, like, trying to read me on my own page. So, you know, I professionally, nicely, you know, correctly, you know, told people, okay, you were wrong, but God bless. I had someone get really upset. Like, he was like, you don't have to be, you know, an a-hole. And I'm like, are you serious, dude? Like, I just told you what the story was about, and I'm an a-hole. And, like, he just kept on, like, tagging under my post. So I blocked – no, I unfriended him. I didn't unblock him yet. So he sends me this long email talking about how I'm an a-hole, get off my high horse, and – you know, if it wasn't for him, I would be under a bridge somewhere. And I was like,
whoa.
Really? Yes, it went there. It went there. So
dang.
L.A. came out a little bit. And
really? We want to hear this one.
You know,
oh, no, you didn't. You did not talk to me like that.
That 35 and chicken chick came out, you know. And
were you wearing blue?
Yeah, I was wearing red that day. No, but I'm always professional because at the end of the day, there's still fans, there's still people that look up to you, whatever way that they look up to you, you know. So, and you never know what someone's going through, and that's where, you know, when I look at some of these people, that the way that they be fans is in, just people in general. You just got to be careful how you talk to people, because people end up on the news all the time, and it's like, wow, you always hear the stories, hey, we didn't know that person was like that. Yeah, you don't know what somebody's going through. So I'm never going to be disrespectful to someone, even though they are being disrespectful to me, especially online. Like I said, you have no idea. Like, they could be sitting there with, like, seven AK-47s on their lap while they sitting here, you know, internet gangbanging, snorting eight balls and all kinds of crazy stuff. You don't know what's going on. So, you know, I told him, you know, professionally in a way that, you know, I'm sorry that he felt that way, but you know what? One thing about celebrities, and I really hate that I said, you know, a lot of people who look up to us think that we owe them something. I'm very grateful for all my fans, because if it wasn't for them, you know, a lot of us wouldn't have jobs. But that doesn't mean that you could talk to us anyway, and you can't expect certain things from us. Like, if we're out with our kids, you know, it's a job. It's like anyone else. It's just a different 9-to-5. If we're out with our kids, if we're out doing something, I mean, if we're out getting ready to go into the dentist, we just came from the doctor and we have our leg in a cast, don't be surprised if someone has an attitude and doesn't want to stop and take a picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what everybody is going through. There's a time and place for everything. And a lot of fans, I see stuff that people, the fans nowadays, oh, my God, the stuff that they write under these oh, my God, the comments are just, like, crazy. It's like they feel like they're God. That they would just attack every single little thing, and then they're like, you're wrong, you shouldn't do that. And there's a celebrity, I'm not going to say any names, there's a celebrity, two celebrities, and even though, yeah, the situation is kind of weird, but for the longest people were speculating that they were together due to the relations of their family. Okay, if they're together, that's them, but you see these comments like, oh, you're wrong, you're nasty, you're doing this, you're going to hell, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's not your business, but fans for some reason think that they're entitled, and I see so many comments, well, you already knew what it was, that was part of the package. No, being attacked is not part of the package. And before social media came into play, we weren't dealing with that. We were dealing with paper fan mail coming in through the networks. Half the time it wasn't us responding. It was, you know, the production. It might have been an agent or manager. I mean, I have people posting stuff back from the show that I don't even ever remember sending. Why? Because I never sent it. But the thing is, we used to have that wall. And now when social media came into play, it just gave them too much access to us, which is why I think a lot of these fans, and especially the celebrities, they don't know how to handle it, because we always had artist management and artist development and all that. We don't have that anymore. That's why these fans are, I mean, these artists are going off cussing and doing all kinds of stuff, you know, walking in their videos and banging and smoking and snorting and doing all this other stuff. It's stuff that you're exposing the fans to. And I can't completely blame the fans, because if you're actually opening them up and you're exposing yourself to them, it's like, what do you expect, you know? So it's like social media is very tricky. It's like the devil's advocate.
Well, you know, one thing, you're exactly right. One thing that we're actually trying to do, and I've noticed that, we're trying to be the mediator of the connection between the fans and the celebrities. We we've always helped celebrities interact with their fans. We've done that forever. And what we're actually doing now is, let's say we have a major Angelique Bates fan, And as you know, you know, I'm a good friend with you. We're always hanging out. We're always doing something. I'm always getting you on camera in some way. I'm posting you in some way. Well, now what we're doing, for the fans out there that's listening, all over the world, we're actually taking the interaction to a whole nother level. We're doing something called Easy Way Fan Love. And so where we're actually getting this, we're actually getting the celebrity to talk directly to the fans based upon their questions, filtered, of course. And then getting you to actually talk directly to the fan, and then allowing them to take the video and share it and enjoy themselves, and you know, just kind of giving back for, you know, the retweets and the shares and all the wonderful stuff that they do. And so that's something new that we're doing. I just wanted to, you know, again, I gotta take some time to plug some situations. And so we do have some fans of Miss Angelique Bates, and Miss Angelique Bates will be at a lot of the events that we're doing. And in fact, you know about the big Los Angeles Convention Center or Sun Expo thing that we're doing, right?
Yes.
You do.
Yes,
all right.
I heard about that.
And for those out. Oh, you follow me? Okay, cool. Well, hey, look at me. I got Angelique Bates following me. All right, cool. Look, I feel special. All right. So, it's, in fact, speaking of the Ascent Expo, here's a little bit more information on them, guys. Definitely check out AscentExpo.com. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. We are doing
innovation,
it easy.
Philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
AscentExpo.com, guys. Check it out. Now, check this out. This is what Easy Way is doing. So you got Ascent Expo, but we have Easy Way Street. So we're actually we're taking over, man. No, I'm kidding. But we're actually Ascent Expo was nice enough to give us an entire section to do our own little city within our own little town within their city. And so we're going to be having performances, autograph signings, dance shows, entertainment stuff. We're going to probably be having cars there with Easy Way on it. There's going to be a big, giant Easy Way banner hanging from the top of the Los Angeles Convention Center. The opportunities are limitless. And so it's going to be another thing, too. It's actually not that far from the Peace Fund Games. So I'm going to be talking to Adrian and see if we can't combine, like, you know, the Peace Fund Games with the Easy Way Ascent Expo thing. And cool celebrities down there. And, you know, we work with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. We actually work with about 27 different organizations now. We're affiliated with a lot of different people. We have over 30 people on our committee for this. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And Angelique's going to be there acting all crazy and being a celebrity ambassador and coming up to people and be like, hey, are you all that? Do you think you're all that? No, okay.
Hey, it works. No.
But so 35 and ticking, you did your scene where, you know, I love it too. And see, I want you guys to post your comments on how close I can get to. Okay, this was Angelique's scene when she did 35 and ticking with Kevin Hart and Tamela Jones and all the wonderful actors. I apologize if I'm not mentioning everybody else. It was an amazing movie. And so this was her part. Yo, are you running red?
That was the PG race part.
I love the end of it where you had like that little squeak. You know what I mean? It's like, are you wearing red?
Oh gosh, that scene. Yeah, that was a very comical day.
Man, then you know you got your. I mean, that must have been fun. I mean, even though it wasn't the biggest part, but it was still a part where you had lines, and it was a pretty decent part. You were featured in a major feature film with, of all people, Kevin Hart. Which actually, I was just watching on E, and Kevin was saying that he wants to be legendary like Jay-Z and Oprah and things like that. And I think he's on his way. So you know, when he hits that position, you can say that you were in a movie. And so, I mean, you were in a movie with some big players.
Yeah,
behind
Mike
the
Epps,
scenes.
Can I forget Mike Epps, dude? Like, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah, Mike Epps,
like,
of
when I booked that, you never know when you book something, especially if you don't see the whole script, exactly, like, how big your part is, or you don't even know if it's going to make it to the final production. So, I did it, got paid for it. I didn't know if it was going to make it until, like, everybody started calling me and sending me screenshots. They were like, yo, you were acting gangster. And I was like, oh, my God, it made it. Like, I was super excited. But in the table read, like I said, I didn't have the script at first. And I got the script that day. So, obviously, I can't read a whole movie script in, like, less than 20 minutes. And I'm sitting at the table, you know, I'm reading it, and I didn't know Mike Epps was in the film. Kevin wasn't there. And I'm sitting down, I'm like 10 minutes later, I look up, and Mike Epps is sitting across from me. And I almost freaked because I do stand-up comedy. So I've always, like, loved Mike Epps. It's from Friday, from Friday and all the other films. And just to be in a movie, because I didn't really know Kevin Hart had a major part in it at the time, because I think Kevin was still rising at that particular point in time. So people were still asleep on Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying? So I look up, I'm like, oh, my God, this is Mike Epps, oh, my God. And he sees me. You know, people know when someone recognizes them, but they play it cool. So at the end of our table read, his wife, because I didn't even know that he was married, Michelle Epps, who was awesome. I'm getting ready to leave, and I don't do the groupie thing at all, but I was like, you know what, this is a once-in-a-lifetime. He's one of the reasons why, you know, I continue to do stand-up. And I approached him. I was like, you know, excuse me. I just want to thank you for everything that you've done. I said, you know, it's an honor to be in a film with you because, like, I look up to you, and I didn't even know that you were here. And I found out that was his wife, and I was like, oh, my God, because I've seen her work. I just didn't realize, you know, that they were married. And I hope that you guys help each other out. And you guys are in the same movies together. And they were just really so nice. I remember it was like right before Mother's Day. But on set, there's a funny story. When we were in the gang scene, some of those extras were actual real gang members. Now, I don't know
really?
Who did the cast.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know who. Because the people who cast the principals or sometimes the people are different from the people who cast the extras. So I don't know who did the casting. But, you know, I'm from L.A., and I knew the area that we were in, and I knew that it was the opposite gang of how they had me dressed. So,
oh, wow.
Right. So, you know, I'm already kind of like tripping. I was like, man, y'all really playing with fire right now. I remember I'm in the scene with Ms. Parker, which is Boris Kojo's wife, and Colin Powell, which he actually came up to me and told me, you know, how much of a great actress I was, and I thought that was very humbling because he's a veteran game, and I loved it. And I remember Irene was like, she said, wow, everyone's doing such a great job, like that. And she said, what kind of training or something did everyone have? And I looked at her, I said, they are not acting at all.
Oh, wow.
And she was right, and she looked at me because, see, there was a situation before that scene that no one else saw. I saw two of the members that were acting like they were in the opposite gang, dressed in all red, pull up, and you could tell that they were actual Bloods. And
oh, wow.
They switched. I remember they took off the red shirts, they bandanas. Like I said, they pulled up the set, banged out. Took off the bandana, took out the shirt, and then put on the blue clothes. And nobody saw that. And I was like, oh, God. So for them to be in there playing the opposite, and you got me actually saying a slur, attacking, you know, the Bloods, it was kind of like, I was nervous. So,
oh, I bet I would have been too, dang.
Right, so she looked at me. I will never forget. I love her so much. She looked at me and was like, are you serious? Like, she kind of got a little nervous, right? And I said, yeah, let me show you something real quick. And I said the opposite. Like, I was a Blood, and I flipped it around. And when I said that, everybody broke character and was like, oh, that's what's up. I said, see? And she got so nervous. Like, oh, my God, these are real gangbangers. And it was just like, it's so funny to see people that aren't exposed to urban life or, you know, grew up in the hood or whatever, just to see their response. But it's just like, you know, these TV shows and these movies, just the casting process is just, it's just crazy. Like, why would you have us playing Chris, but you have us in a in a blood area, like smack dab in the middle, and then you're like casting blood. Like that's kind of crazy. And the guy invited us all out to eat, and I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm straight. He was like, I got this. He's like, I'm treating everybody. Yeah, I'm. Mm-mm.
I agree. Well, you know, Angelique, it's been more than fun, and we're definitely gonna. I mean, now if you want to stay and you want to join our conversation with the great Turbo from Breakin' 1 and Breakin' 2. I know you know my man Turbo, Mr. Broom,
right.
Broom legend himself. You know, it's Turbo time. It's time for his segment. But before we let you go, if you have to go or if you want to stay with us, we'd love to have you stay. Mm-hmm. Can you do me a favor? Because we want to give all the love possible. Can you do me a favor and do 3 shout-outs? Let's see how good you are at taking direction. 1, you got Easy Way, and you know how to do that. We've been doing that for years.
Right.
2, you got Soul Central Magazine. And
okay.
3, you got Soul Central Magazine.
Okay.
And 3, you got Genesis Radio Birmingham. So you're going to say, hey, I'm Angelique Bates, and I'm doing it the easy way, and all the wonderful love extra stuff you want to say on that. Yeah, hey, I'm Angelique Bates from all that, and you're keep a tune or keep following Soul Central Magazine. Hey, I'm Angelique Bates. Keep listening to Genesis Radio Birmingham. And then Easy Way UK. That's the whole thing we're doing now, hashtag Easy Way UK. We're in the UK, baby. London loves us. Woohoo. Okay, so,
so
here we go.
You said the third one was Birmingham. What?
Genesis Radio Birmingham.
Okay, Genesis Radio Birmingham. You know, I had to pull out the pistol on this one.
Okay, all right. So I'll go slow one more time. You got, hey, I'm Angelique Bates, and I'm doing it the easy way, whatever you want to say with that. Hey, I'm Angelique
right.
Bates from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep following Soul Central Magazine. Hey, I'm Angelique Bates. Keep listening to Genesis Radio Birmingham, the easy way UK.
All right.
Or something like that. All right.
Oh, Easy Way. Yeah, okay. Got you.
Give shout-outs to Easy Way UK after you say those two, because that's the whole thing. So here we go. I appreciate Angelique Bates here. Okay, go.
Hey, it's Angelique Bates from Nickelodeon. It's all that in 35 Ticking. And keep following Soul Central Magazine. Woo-hoo. Hey, it's Angelique Bates from Nickelodeon. It's all that. And you're doing it the easy way. Hey, what's up? It's Angelique Bates from Nickelodeon's All That. And keep on listening to Genesis Radio Birmingham.
All right. Good job. All right. Angelique Bates, she knocked it out. So check it out, guys. Check it out. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I hope you're enjoying the show. Worldwide, all over the place, doing our thing. It's time. It's time for my man Michael. Michael Blue Shrimp, Turbo Time. Here we go. I promise I'll be good. I won't back up. I love the way she move it, the way she wants her feet. Easy way. Are you guys ready for the new Easy Way broadcasting segment, Turbo Time, with your host, the star of Breaking 1 and Breaking 2, Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers? Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, hello.
Good morning, and buenos dias. Thanks, and buenos dias. You know me, I'm doing it the easy way. Hit it. 1, 2, 3. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Shrimp is back with a brand new invention. Something got a hold of me tightly. Fold like a bowl. Much respect.
Nice. All right, man. So much to talk about. Don't even know where to start. I mean, we just got off the set of the Choa Boys music video suit, Night You Won't Forget. We're hanging out with Shane Sparks. You know, we all had our little celebrity cameo features in the video. We were hanging out with Paris Burrelk. From Mighty
Men.
No, what
about the little guy? We did the Mowgli dance. You know, the Mowgli from the little guy from Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah, the Mowgli dance. I mean, first time ever seen on Easy Way, guys. You'll see Mr. Broom Dance legend himself, Turbo, Boogaloo Shrimp, dancing with the new star of Disney's Jungle Book, playing Mowgli, Neil Seti. That was pretty hot. You can actually go on Easy Way Broadcasting on our fans page and see that.
Oh, that was so sick. When I met the little guy, the first song that came to my mind was Jungle Burger, Jungle Burger. Get down. What can you feel it now? I'm like, wow. Get down, get down. You have some moves, Eric.
Oh, thank you, sir. I had to set my game up, man. I'm dancing with Fiction from The Winner, So You Think You Dance, and you and Shane Sparks and like five other amazing dancers, and the Cho Boys had moves. I mean, I had to really step my game. I'm all stretching, and I was expected to be in the behind the scenes, but it was pretty cool to be asked to have some fun with y'all.
Hey, man, you know what? The energy on that set was like a scene from Flashdance. He's a maniac. I felt like Kevin Bacon. Now I got a collusion. A balloon.
Kick off your Sunday shoes. There we go.
Oh, dude, we're like, it was crazy.
Dude, and I have to say, you are more... not to give you a big head or anything, but you are more legendary than I thought. Like, the stars when you walked in was like, dude, the dancers that were there, they were big people themselves. They do a lot of, commercials and TV shows and stuff. But they had freaking DVDs wanting you to sign them to put them on their wall. You know what I mean? All the stars were like, dude, that's Turbo,
you know,
man, that's Turbo.
Well, you know what? For me, I was really flattered because there were just a handful of people who paid homage to the fact that I worked with the great Michael Jackson. See, Eric, that's really not a light credit to sit on. I was a little guy dancing in Lionel Richie's video all night long, but when I wasn't dancing, I was learning. And there was a guy, Michael Joseph Jackson, who was very shy. He was just kind of like, and the thing is, when Michael Jackson got on that stage, one man, one mic, one stage, it's like this. I was like, I felt like the song from the Temptations, standing in the shadow of love. I'm like this. Michael Jackson, like, he was like, in every interview, he was like, I'd like to thank people for this award. It's the recognition of my peers. Tito, get me some tissue. She's out of my life. And the thing is, I got a chance to just step back and watch this great, the greatest entertainer in the world, watch him from a distance. But actually, I was like in his like zone, like we're really close. And when I did my thing, I wasn't even thinking in 1984 that we had MySpace, Facebook, and Instagram, and, you know, to be tweeted. But it's really beautiful to see these young kids, like, on that set go, wow, I really respect you for teaching Michael Jackson. I didn't just teach Michael Jackson one step. I introduced him to the art of freestyle dance. The thing is, if Michael Jackson didn't have, like, his rhinestones and said, you know what, I want to see if I can just get an audience and some street cred, Michael was so good, he could have put on a hoodie and some glasses and actually beat everybody at Venice Beach, or you walk into a club and somebody who was breakdancing would go, I could just totally see Michael go, that was cool, but get a load of this. And the thing is, I love it because these young kids that were there on the set, you know, I don't ask for a lot, but it's really nice to be respected. They were like, wow, you know what? A lot of them remember that
hey,
I was
Boogaloo,
the guy.
Let me ask you a question real quick. You're sounding like you're in a tunnel. You're in the sound is a little off. Are you on a speaker?
Sorry. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I was multitasking. Anyhow, a lot of those young people, it's really nice that they know the person that they worshipped, especially in the music industry, Justin Timberlake, all these dancers, you know, they always look to Michael as the Mecca, which is cool. But it's really nice that people recognize that I had a very small part in contributing to greatness. I mean, I learned so much from him, Eric, and it's really a good time to be alive. I did breaking. Yeah, I did the boom number. And we got into this conversation. Shane Sparks some of the other choreographers, we were discussing.
Let me let everybody know real quick who Shane Sparks is, just so people understand where this conversation is going. For those of you guys out there that don't know the name, you'll know what he's done. Shane Sparks is known for being the judge and choreographer on So You Think You Can Dance and judge on America's Best Dance Crew. He's Emmy nominated, and if you look up on Google, it is stated that he's one of the biggest hip-hop choreographers. He's like number 7 in the world. He's legendary at that. Okay, go ahead, Turbo.
Got to give it up for Shane. Okay, so here's the deal. For me, I really, really, really love the fact that when I talk to my brothers in the arts, you know, Shane and Fiction and other dancers, when we talk about our contributions, it's really interesting to see that from the 70s we had locking, you know, on Soul Train, Tony Basil and Rerun, rest in peace. And then in the 80s, you know, when Devo and the whole British invasion came, you know, correct that whip. I'm like this. New wave timing really changed a lot of the dancers on the streets because the robot was real slow, but then the new wave beat, it was so fast. It was like rapid, you know, progressions. Do 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 ta doom doom Depeche Mode, you know. On a policy of truth. Okay, so in the 90s, we went into like the Running Man and Can't Touch It, you know, MC Hammer, Bobby Brown. And then 2000, we got introduced to dubstep, you know, and Daft Punk and Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines, Bruno Mars. And it's really interesting. As the music changed, Eric, the dancing has to grow, you know, dance and music, they go both together. It's like a marriage. It's really beautiful time because finally I'm at the time of my life where the dancers understand my contribution to the arts. I mean, when I did Family Matters and when I did After Breaking, when I was still on my journey and I did special effects, I was, like, imitating, like, claymation characters and Ray Harryhausen and, like, really gothic stuff, you know? And it transposed to the dancers. Now we're seeing these beautiful things on YouTube. I mean, I love to see these young kids do their solos because it's almost like they're claymation characters or they're these, I'm like Geppetto and they're all Pinocchio. It's really cool. I love this whole resurgence of the soloists, you know. But back to Mr. Jackson, you know, I really have a special place in my heart for his kids, Paris, you know, Blanket, his mother, Catherine, and his brothers, Jackie, Randy, Tito, and his sisters, Rebe, and Janet, and Latoya. The thing is, Mr. Jackson is here in spirit because every dancer and every soloist that busts a move or sings with that kind of grit and that, I'm like this, Michael will forever live as long as we keep dancing. And yeah, you had some moves. I saw you, Eric. You really surprised me, man. You really surprised me, bro. I mean, when you hit your chest and you did your waves, I was like, oh, shoot. Man, I don't know, man. Maybe there's a new, maybe there's a Beach Street Part 2 and you can battle Crazy Legs.
Watch out. Yeah, you know, that would be, he's a tall, lanky dude. And well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you in the dance world.
Go for it, Eric. I'm going to get a producer to do Beach Street Part 2. The return. Wait.
Well, you know, actually, speaking of productions, if you guys remember our show last week, we had a really wonderful show with Boogaloo Shrimp, your friend Claudia Wells from Back to the Future, Egyptian Lover, and then we had a producer by the name of Claudio. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name, but it was another producer director. And I was really thinking about what we were talking about, and I've actually been behind the scenes talking to your girl, Claudia. She's committed. I've talked to the producer-director. I know you're committed. We just got to get Egyptian on board, and we're going to go do a parody. We're going to do a production. We're going to do what we talked about. We have to do that. That was too perfect. You know what I mean?
Well, what's real cool, if I recall, the thing is, on our show, we discussed an idea of a very serious, long-running television series. I mean, if you look at the history of hip-hop and the urbanite TV series, let's go back. Good Times. Good Times did not have dancing, but there was a really cool family and it had a really cool soundtrack. Okay? Even the Jeffersons. There wasn't any dancing, but every time the Jeffersons came on, people knew that song. Well, we're moving on up. Even Fat Albert. So there were soundtracks that helped move the series. Okay, then later, in the 70s, when the dancing became very, like, serious, when they did What's Happening with Rerun, it had comedy, but the Fred Rerun Barrett was doing his locking, right? And then in the 80s, Fame had dancing all through it. And we had Dance Fever, Soul Train, American Best Dance. The thing is, there's something that resonates with people. When they go and they turn on their television, they want to not sit on the couch. They want to move with the people. So, Eric, I think that this old-school resurgence could be like, I mean, we're human beings. We're not just these fictional characters. I think with reality shows and the way that people are really buying into that, people really want to see people being real, and we're the real deal. It would be interesting to have an old-school television series with real people doing real things. And I think people would really get into that. You know, how do they survive? How do they eat? What do they eat? You know, how does Egyptian Lover come up with the beach? You know, who are Egyptian Lover's friends? And the biggest thing is have celebrity guests from every episode, who is going to be the undercover celebrity that used to have a past life as a breakdancer? Oh, now, look, that would be sick. I could, like, totally see Dustin Hoffman going, you know what? I auditioned in the part for Rain Man because I'm very special in this sense. I got a special talent. Boom, 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 boom. Breaks it down. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, Meryl Streep would be sick, dude. Meryl Streep busts a wave and you battle her. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. Last week, we were talking about something, and I rudely cut you off, and I said, whoa, 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 don't tell him that yet. You remember? And I said, we're going to tell him that next week.
Yeah.
Well, we are now here in this week, and I don't remember what it was we were talking about, but I remember there was something to be continued. So maybe you can help me out.
You know
with
what?
That.
I remember we were talking about the TV series. Which where we would have, like, all these old school people that are still here, Grandmaster Flash, you know, African Bambaataa, the Soul Sonic Force, or Force MDs, right? Or Little Kim, right? Okay, every episode. But we were kind of talking about, like, a hip hop Wii video game. You were like the host or the guy that, like introduces, like, everybody to the world of hip hop.
You know what? I remember what it was. It was the Easy Way Dance.
The Easy Way, no. And we were we were experimenting with it. The Easy Wave, where you do your thing. No, I love it. Because when you interview people, at the end of the interview, when they go Easy Way, they have to do the Easy Wave. As a matter of fact,
I like it.
I think we were talking about Coast, you know, the radio station, Coast the Wave. The thing is, remember in the sports arenas where everybody does the wave and it just kind of goes to a flash mob? We need a whole bunch of people in sync, like satellite, right, doing Eric's Easy Wave. and then it starts in Santa Monica, but it ends in San Diego. There's a wave in the camera shot. It's a wave from the ocean, right? And then he bat out, and there's people that started, and he goes all the way down to San Diego. That's awesome.
It is.
And get a tidal wave.
I like that. You know what? I think we definitely need to do that because we have. I mean, every celebrity, every public figure, everybody trying to make a difference. Type of individuals that I can't even talk. All these individuals that are trying to make a difference. We always have them do some sort of drop for Easy Way, so we can have them do the drop and then also see if they can do the move, and we'll come up with a certain. I mean, it can't be.
Eric, I got it. You get Egyptian Lover. First, somebody has to finance us going into the studio. Egyptian Lover will produce the track, and we'll do a song that's like We Are the World, but it will be like an international wave. Like every country in the world has to go. You know, you count it up. 5, 6, 7, 8, commence. And the wave starts in California, but it ends up in Uganda.
The Easy Way wave. The Easy Way wave. Produced and created by Boogaloo Shrimp and Easy.
Then it finishes at the Huntington Volleyball Tournament in Huntington Beach. And there's a guy on a surfboard. And you go with a scuba outfit. You come from the water. The guy's out there on his board, right? You're interviewing him from the water. Hey, bro, what's up? He's all, I'm doing the Easy Way. Oh God, that's sick!
I love it. That is. So hey, I mean, we got lots in store, guys. Everybody that's listening, make sure to keep following because we got a lot of fun stuff that we're going to be doing. And here's the thing, man. You bring the old school. You have that whole old school database. You know, all your friends. I mean, yeah, that's your era. I bring the new school.
Well, no, it's our era because you know a lot of people are in our age group,
I'm not saying. I'm not saying that it's not your era, but that's mainly, you know, my age group, your age group, you know, you grew up with a lot of the old school people. I wasn't even born then. You know, I'm making you too old. But you know, I mean, like you have your people, you know, I have my people, just exactly like we did at Thump Records, man, at the West Covina Mall. I brought the Ochoa Boys. You brought Ace Rocks, you know, OG Ace Rocks. You brought
Egyptian Lover. I brought in
Egyptian Lover. I brought Bro Brooks from Haves and Have Nots and Own, and you know we put it all together, and it was a lot of fun. And it was I've never seen that done before. And I was watching that video, which is almost at 4,000 views now. That's thank you for everybody that's watching. I'm glad you enjoy it. You know, it's really something unique, bringing that old school to new school, and you and me are the perfect people to do it. So
exactly.
Everybody that's listening, follow yeah. It, man. It's going to get fun. We're going to be doing a lot of fun productions. We're going to be putting everything on Easy Way TV on the YouTube channel. You're going to have a lot of interaction situations. And, you know, I got – by the way, I'm the man. I'm going to brush my shoulders off, take credit. I got Boogaloo Shrimp on Twitter. I got him in the social media age. I got him on a fans page. I got him actually taking the time to make a damn Twitter. All these other people, everybody out there, let's announce it officially. We're going to do a video for this too. Nobody, his Twitter and Facebook, besides his actual personal page, was non-existent. But there was like thousands of other pages and everybody acting like him. But it wasn't the actual Boogaloo Shrimp, the actual Turbo. The page.
I like the guy from Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic. He's Turbonsky. He's like, you know what? Come, you know, yes, I'm doing brooming. And Turbonsky, please join my network. You know, it's like finding Nemo. But what's real cool about Eric? Thing is, we need to direct the traffic from all the hip hop artists that are out there, you know, the Flavor Flays, Public Enemy, you know, the best DJs, you know, that like Dave Galetta, Black Eyed Peas, everybody in hip hop, even in R&B, you know, they need to step up and come to the Easy Way and get aboard our train, because thing is, we're at the age where we're merging with people that have still have the foundations of hip hop. I mean, some people can wear a hat, turn to the side, pull their pants down, and they're like, you know what? Well, you know what?
you know, I'm sagging my pants, now I'm cool, or get some shiny Adidas. Well, hip-hop is a lifestyle. As a matter of fact, it's universal. That's why this Easy Way thing, I really like the movement, the whole thing, like the Ochoa Boys, you know, and Mowgli, the little guy Neil and Paris. All the young people, they're in tune with the real hip-hop, but they're bringing the older generation into the now, and see, it's the fusion. It's like, you know, you can't move forward unless you look back, but now it's like Claudia Wells. Now we're back in the now instead of back in the future. We're back in the now, you know.
Yeah, you know, I've been chopping it up with Claudia a little bit, so I appreciate you bringing it to the table. And, you know, she has a store off Studio City, and I've been
yes,
chopping it up with her a little bit, and you know, we can maybe do something fun and bring some fans down, do a bit, you know, do something. Who knows, guys, you know, keep following.
Well, hey, we were talking about that the last show. The thing is, there's a move in hip-hop called the backslide, and it's been kind of under the rug because when Michael Jackson, when he did the step, they called it the moonwalk, okay? Well, moonwalking officially, you need to give credit to John Glenn, like one of the first men on the moon. He did the moonwalk, okay? But look, the step that Michael Jackson did was the backslide. Now, here's the deal. It went to infinity as a new revolutionary dance step, but now that we have Claudia from Back to the Future, we need to do some sort of remote, you know, some sort of event where the fans can come and see us all together and go back to the old school and back, you know, back in the day and see the backslide being performed by celebrities. I think we need a flash mob. You know, we'll get like Tommy Lee or Pamela Anderson or freaking, Van Halen, David Lee Roth, you know, or maybe even Dave Gahan or somebody. We'll get some serious stars that from the 80s, right, musical artists, you know, even Elton John and, you know, Rod Stewart, right? And when we line them up and we say, you know what, then let's all do the backslide. That would be a really cool, really cool event, bro. Come
it
and
would.
See your favorite artist do the backslide with the Back to the Future girl.
Dude, I so want to see Pamela Anderson trying to do the backslide in heels. That would be just...
No. You got to see Pam, right? No, the return of Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. She does a wonderful backslide, right? And then we get Jennifer Aniston and you know, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Oh, dude, we gotta get the whole Friends
chat. I
want
to see Matt Damon. I want to see, like, the guy that announces the boxing. Let's get ready to rumble, right? I want him to say, "Let's do it the easy way." And then round one, Brad Pitt.
Oh, dude,
and you.
That's perfect. I got it. You're giving me. This is how it happens, guys. You bounce ideas off of each other. So you have. When we go out, we do our thing, and we have the opportunity to shoot things, we're going to start having a referee. We're going to have a celebrity referee. We have someone be like, "Are you ready to do it the easy way?" And then we're going to have two different celebrities challenging each other, doing different things, whatever, dance moves or spelling contests or whatever, and we're going to so start doing that. And the fans get to be the judges of who wins. Oh, we're so going to start doing that.
Eric,
so.
Eric, that's our new TV show. Yeah, that's our new TV show. The new reality show is this: Celebrity Battle. Okay, we're gonna get some really serious celebrities. We gotta have like, this will be stupid. Look, we'll get Jennifer Lopez, who used to be a fly girl in Living Color, right? Have her go up against Britney Spears in a dance off. That would be sick, dude. Britney,
yes,
and J Lo against each other, round one. Bam. MC Hammer against Kid and Play. Oh shoot! Wait a minute. MC Hammer against Bobby Brown.
Wow.
That would be no. The Backstreet Boys against NSYNC. That would be stupid, dude. Every dancer, everybody that thinks they have skills, round one. And no, if you're the guy, do it the easy way. Go.
Oh, I love it. Hey, you know what? You know who actually just joined us? You remember our wonderful guest? I hope I'm not saying his name. In fact, I'm going to let him say his name so I don't mangle it. I keep mangling everybody's name. We have the producer-director guy that was on our last show, Claudio.
Gabriel.
Gabriel, yeah, that one. Gabriel, what's up?
How you doing, brother?
So I think you can hear me and Turbo rambling on some ideas here for a show. But what do you think of that? Well, celebrity battle.
I think it sounds great. I think it'll be a good way to show celebrities battling off, you know, showing off their skills and how they are now, you know, from then.
You think they would do it?
I think they would do it if the publicity and the money's right for them. I think they would do it.
What's this money thing? Why does money got to get in the picture, man? No, I'm kidding. Turbo, what do you think?
Yes, sir.
What do you think? You think they would do it?
You know what? Did you see how many celebrities joined the cast of Dancing with the Stars? Much love to ABC and that production, but that show has been on air for a long, long time. Yeah. And the thing is, this is pilot season. What's new? I'm like this. Instead of Dancing with the Stars, flip it. The Stars to Dance. It would be really interesting. Yeah. A celebrity battle. Hit it. I'm like this. I want to see MC Hammer challenge, like, Kid and Play. And then the next round, I want to see Bobby Brown go against Crazy Legs from Beat Street, the actual guy that did the stuff for Jesus. Matter of fact, this could be, dude, you want to go over the top? I want to see Kevin Bacon pointing a finger at John Travolta and going, you know what? I hated Saturday Night Fever. Mm-hmm. And John Travolta going, you know what? I don't eat eggs and bacon. Bam, I hit it. Oh, matter of fact, I want to see Ice-T rap against the Wu-Tang Clan like a rapping battle. See, we could go crazy, dude. Like rappers against rappers, dancers against dancers, and matter of fact, DJs against DJs. And it would be sick, dude, to get Tommy. No, dude, this is sick. Get Tommy Lee from Motley Crue to battle Sheila E. to see who has the best drums. Everybody, look. It's like a celebrity talent fest. Like a seafood buffet of talent. Like, if you're so good, out-sing me. I want to see Elton John sing a note, note for note, one money note, right, against George Michael or against Robin Thicke. Yeah. Wait, Smokey Robinson, he has to sing a song, like name that tune, and go up against Bruno Mars. That would be stupid, dude.
that would be cool.
No. Now the show doesn't have to revolve around dance. Now it's celebrities who made a certain amount of money and got a certain amount of fame, okay? But now let's see your real talent. Without the mic, without, you know, your managers, just straight up, you walk in there cold and hit it. It would be like this. I want to see Justin Bieber battle Usher. I want them both in a ring and dance off, dude. That would be stupid, huh? That would be insane.
That would be sick. That would be sick, yeah.
Dude, they got to both wear Adidas or Nike or whatever, whoever sponsors them. And then we go round one. What is going to happen? We're going to see Justin really dance. That would be, dude, you talk about ratings. Matter of fact, that could be the opening for, like, the Academy Awards or something. Like some sort of, you know, all the greatest celebrities that need to be paid homage to. Everybody get up there, put your Adidas on. We got CeeLo Green, got Bruno Mars. Okay, hit it. We have an old school cypher, but they're all celebrities. That would be stupid, dude.
Well, the whole time you were talking, I've actually been on the Writers Guild, and I just registered that idea. It's amazing. You know, we got to own our stuff, man. So that's
Tyler, Tyler, we got to get Janet Jackson. Look, everybody's dancing, right? And all of a sudden, from the ground, this one silhouette comes up, and it's Janet Jackson in her brother's gear. Oh, the return of Janet, and she's pissed. That's fucking crazy, dude.
Get like 50 Cent versus LL Cool J, man.
Dude, that's sick, dude. Janet Jackson battling? Oh, no. And she has her brother's clothes. Oh, no. She has the outfit from Bad. That's sick.
It is sick. It's too much. It's too much. Hey, also Turbo, before I forget, you know, we are syndicated and we are with Genesis Radio Birmingham now in the UK. We are with Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV on Ruko, Ruko TV. Am I saying that right? Is it Ruko or is it Ruku? Is it Ruko, right? Ruko. It's like Hulu. Ruko. Ruko
like,
TV.
Ruko.
Yeah, I think it's Ruko. So do me a favor, both of you guys, give a little shout out to Soul Central Magazine. You know, say, hey, I'm Boogaloo Shrimp, Turbo from Breaking. You know, shout out to Soul Central Magazine. Then also say your name again and shout out to Genesis Radio Birmingham. That way, you know, they'll pick this up, they'll pop it out, they'll push it out in the UK. You know, we're just rocking the easy way in the UK now. So really quick, Turbo, you go ahead and go first. If you could do that, please, sir. Let me go ahead and pop this theme music on here. As soon as you hear the theme music, rock and roll it on the count of three here. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hello, mates. Cheers to you. Dames and women in the United Kingdom. This is Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, also known as Turbo. And much respect to Soul Central Magazine.
Same thing with Genesis. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, also known as Turbo from the movie Breaking. Much respect to Birmingham Genesis.
All right, try it one more time. Much respect to Genesis Radio Birmingham.
Got it. Hello, this is Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, also known as the character Turbo in the movie Breaking. Much respect to Genesis Radio in Birmingham.
There we go. All right. Director, producer, I can never remember your damn name. What is your name?
Gabriel Cora.
Gabriel. I keep wanting to say Claudio for some reason. Gabriel. All right. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Go for it.
This is Gabriel Cora giving a shout out to Soul Central Magazine and Genesis Radio in Birmingham.
There we go. Okay, I appreciate it. So this has been a fun show as always. You know, we got to unfortunately start to close it down. You know, we just get off in our fun world, and then the show there's like 7 minutes left. But Turbo Time, guys, every Thursday 10:30. I'm sorry, 11:15. Easy Talk Live every Thursday 10:30 a.m. Now, before we go, I want to shout out somebody real quick, and then I'm gonna talk about the Ascent Expo. So we just went to the Sofitel Hotel Riviera 31 Lounge across from the Beverly Center, and I ended up meeting this lady. She's amazing. Her name is Maria Elena Infantino. She's an international Bulgarian Italian singer and actress. She sings at the Sofitel Hotel in Beverly Hills every second Tuesday of every month, and at the Vibrato, and I'm probably saying this wrong, but Vibrato in Beverly, in Bel Air, on Tuesdays on the 20th, January 8 p.m. And her many credits include singing at the Royal Albert Hall in London with Shirley Bassey for the 50th Beatles anniversary. Then in New York with legendary Mike Stoller from Libier and Stoller, who wrote for Elvis Presley tunes such as Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, etc. And on the side, she produces movies with celebrities such as 5-time Emmy winner Doris Roberts from the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond. And it goes on and on. She's an amazing singer. Now, I want everybody to go to the Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page and look at how many beautiful models and the Italian feel, the venue. Look at her singing. Look at her friends. That is a small sneak peek of my private birthday party coming up in March, which we are going to be doing with Miss Maria. It's going to be amazing, a lot of fun, and just very, very excited. Also, guys, on the Ascent X, check this out. We got Boogaloo Shrimp on the air here. We have the entire – we have our own section, entire section of the Los Angeles Convention Center. We're going to be doing so many amazing things. We're going to have so many celebrities. We're going to have so many different – we're going to have a stage. We're going to have lights. We're going to have a sound. They're hooking it up big time. This is February 27th, 28th, and March 1st. Boogaloo Shrimp is going to be doing some amazing things. He will be there. He will be center stage in many different directions. I'm going to do the best I can to get him having a broom in his hand with an Easy Way mark on it, and we'll announce the official Easy Way dance.
Don't forget Thump Records. You got shout outs. Got to give a shout out to Thump. We're doing some nice things with Thump Records. And
oh, totally. Thump Records all the way. Thump Records, you know, in fact, this is off the record. Don't tell anybody, guys. But we're actually meeting with Thump Records today and hopefully moving forward in some amazing situations. And Thump Records most likely will be a big part of this. And Turbo, actually, you know, Boogaloo, you're actually a Thump Records artist, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, so there's a lot of people. Now, if you guys don't know about Thump Records,
Thump Records has an old school, oldies but goodie catalog, and I have a heavy digest of Motown, Stevie Wonder, that kind of thing. Matter of fact, hopefully, we're going to do dance music, but my forte, after working with Lionel Richie and some of the Motown artists, I pretty much have developed myself as a full-on singer. So, you know, yeah, check out Thump Records. Hopefully, we're going to have something there. And just to give you like a little taste, here you go. I was lonely too long. I got the feeling. Baby, I got the feeling. You don't know what to do to me. I was alone. Your mama set me free. I got the feeling.
When did you get your dog on the radio show? No, I'm kidding.
I'm an R&B singer, brother.
No, I'm just kidding, man. And on radio, it sounded like, you know, you were doing it on the phone on radio. It doesn't give you justice. I've actually heard you in person. You're a great singer. You're a great dancer. It's gonna be lot to be in store, guys. So just make sure that you keep following. Again, the Vibrato in Bel Air, Tuesday, January 20th. Make sure you check out my girl, Maria Elena Infantino. And shout-outs to the director, producer, movie director and producer, Martin DeLuco, for introducing me and getting us involved. A lot of amazing things. Keep following Easy Way Broadcasting. Keep following my application, ERICZULEY. Follow us on Twitter, ERICZULEY. Follow Boogaloo Shrimp at BOOGALOOSHRIMP _. Thank you for the background beatbox. All right. Should I rap? Are you giving me a beatbox, Boogaloo? Okay, should I rap? I guess I should, because, you know, perhaps we're talking about the Hollywood, and I'm trying to listen to the beatbox, but it's all good. Up here on Blog Talk Radio, I hope all the fans out there were listening to the show. My hero is everybody that's a fan. And you know what? I'm the sheriff of Nottingham. When it comes to this, I'm robbing from the rich and stealing from the poor. Having so much fun, leaving you guys with more. It's too much fun. All right. So, all right, guys. Easy Talk Live. Hope you enjoyed the show on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Boogaloo Shrimp, Turbo, every week. All the celebrity friends. Angelique Bates, thank you so much for being on the show. If you guys want to be on the show, you just hit up booking at easywaybroadcasting.com or follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Thank you so much for everybody tuned in. We love you guys. Next week we have some amazing guests, so do not miss it. And make sure to follow us on social media if you want to talk to us. Gabriel, I remember your name. Thank you so much for coming to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, so this is Easy Talk Live on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcast, and powered by WTV Networks. Please press the share button and, you know, help us spread the word the easy way. Shout out to everybody. We love you guys. Talk to you next week.
Aaron, tell them about Breaking
Through. that's next week, brother. That's next week. All right.
Easy Way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. And check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.